Grabbing the dog basket and the enormous bag with the food, bowls and medication, she returned to the house. "You two getting on all right?" she asked.
"She's not moved," her father informed her.
"So I see," Sammy said. "Well, let's get her settled, shall we?" A few minutes went by with the two of them unpacking everything. Sammy watched as her father filled a ceramic bowl with water and placed it on the kitchen floor in front of the dog, who stared at it for a brief moment before turning away. "I've put her basket by the Aga," Sammy said a few moments later. "She'll be nice and warm there. It's a bit big for her, really, but it's the only one we had spare, and I've padded it with blankets. There's a bag of old towels too," she added, "in case of accidents." Her father's eyebrows rose a fraction. "It's a good job it's a tiled floor and not carpets in here, isn't it?" she said. "But Melanie says she's house-trained, so you shouldn't have to worry."
"You think a mangy dog is going to fill the gap left by your mother, don't you? That's what this is all about, isn't it?"
"No, of course not, Dad," Sammy cried. "And she's not mangy. She's had fleas."
Her father flinched.
"She's been treated, don't worry. She's lost a bit of fur here and there, and she's had some nasty cuts too. You'll need to keep an eye on them if she goes out into the garden."
They watched as the dog tip-tapped across the kitchen floor, sniffed at the blankets in the basket, and then got inside, turning around and around in that particular way that dogs have.
"She's settled," Sammy said, a huge smile bisecting her face.
"Aye, well, I'm not," her father said.
"Dad, you'll be fine. If you've any worries, just give me a call. I'm on nights at the hospital and I'll have my mobile on me. If you've got any concerns, just ring, okay?"
It was only then that she noticed that the kitchen was tidy. For the first time in months, the dishes had not only been washed, but dried and put away. The floor had been swept and the whole place had been dusted.
"Don't look so shocked," her father said as he saw her bemused face. "I do know how to use a vacuum."
"It looks great, Dad," she says.
"Aye, well, I don't expect it'll stay this way for long with this one here," he said, motioning to the dog.
"I've called her Hope," Sammy told him.
Her father looked down at the dog, who looked so small and helpless in the big basket.
"Hope," he said.
The dog looked up as if she had learnt her new name already.
"Yes, I thought it was slightly more original than Lucky."
The solemn, steady tick of the long case clock could be heard from the next room as father and daughter stood side by side in the kitchen, their eyes fixed on the dog.
"Well," Sammy said at last, "I'd better get going. Got to start work in an hour."
Her father nodded.
"Will you be okay?" she asked.
"Of course I will."
"I was talking to the dog," she said.
And when her father frowned in consternation, her face broke into a smile again.
"Bye, Dad," she said,
leaning forward to kiss his cheek. She then bent down to stroke Hope's head.
"All right, my darling," she said. "You take care of each other."
When Sammy closed the stable door behind her, Alfie suddenly realised the enormity of the situation he'd somehow got himself into. It was typical of Sammy, of course. Ever since she could walk, she'd been rescuing half-drowned bugs from the water barrels and releasing trapped moths from the house. Then, at the age of 8, she turned up at the cottage with a scruffy dog.
"What on earth are you doing with that?" her father had cried.
"I found it."
"Where?"
"Outside the post office. It was all on its own."
"Sammy, that's Eric Ronan's dog, Brandy. Eric was probably in the post office collecting his pension."
The dog had been duly returned by a tearful Sammy, and Biggles, their own dog, had been bought shortly afterwards to prevent her stealing anybody else's again. Alfie shook his head at the memory.
"She loves rescuing things," he told Hope
as he sat himself down on a wooden chair and stared at her, blinking in surprise at the fact that she was in his home. And Hope looked back at him, unblinkingly, seeming to see everything.
"And she thinks she can rescue you and me too."
The dog let out a big heavy sigh and closed her eyes.
"That's exactly how I feel about it," he said.